He waited for you. Now you're here.
Bechavad.
With your permission. Next week is Rosh Hashanah. There's a big machloket amud chachamim. A person is should or allow to do ta'anit in Rosh Hashanah. The question rises, as the Mishnah and the Gemara says, this is the day that Hashem decides everything for the whole year. Means the hurricane that we had last this week, it didn't happen this week. It happened last Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah, let's Rosh Hashanah, Hashem decides it's going to be a hurricane, and people are going to lose their houses, and who knows what. Now what happened? Prediction. No. Rosh Hashanah, Hashem decides everything. So, it's like somebody is being brought to court, and this is a decision of life or death. All these people that died during the year, they passed away. They all died already on Rosh Hashanah. They didn't die yesterday or 2 days ago or last month. They died on Rosh Hashanah already, so we didn't know. Whatever Hashem decides on Rosh Hashanah, that's what's going to be the whole year. So you can pray a little bit, and say sometimes, certain times it helps, certain times the Gemara says it won't help. But the decision is made on Rosh Hashanah, for sure. There's no open things. Hashem decides on Rosh Hashanah everything. Some people Hashem decided on Yom Kippur, that's a certain mitzvah. But some people Hashem decide on Shana. The Gemara says the tzaddikim, so the people that have a positive balance, Hashem signed Rosh Hashanah already, the whole thing. And the Rashaim Chas Shalom, somebody has a negative balance, Hashem signs them already for bad things for the year. The Gemara says only the middle class, what we call in America, the Benonim. And Hashem says, okay, let me wait to see how they behave the 10 days, which means the 8 days before Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, the 7 days really. So then Hashem said, okay, let me see how you behave, and then Hashem and Yom Kippur will judge them. But really, the Gemara says, a person feels that he is the middle class, that he is in the middle. But the truth of the matter, the Gemara says, a person has to know the truth. That if he's a tzaddik, if his balance is positive, he was already signed on Rosh Hashanah, so the whole thing is for nothing, as a mitzvah. Yom Kippur, he is a kapara for certain things, that even though that his balance is positive, the Gemara says no one can come and say to Hashem, I didn't do anything during the year. So still has to do Tanit Yom Kippur, to have a kapara, maybe he did certain things. But as far as his file is concerned, Hashem signed him already. So we just, the Gemara says, we just believe that we are in the middle. The Gemara says it. But really, a person has to know the truth, that Rosh Hashanah is a crucial day. That's the Gemara, that's the Mishnah, it's the Gemara, of course, the Zohar. This is a very scary thing. So it means you go in front of a court, you go in front of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. So Hashem said, you better do Ta'anit, you know. Gemara says, Ta'anit helps, Hashem sees it, you do Ta'anit, every Ta'anit. So Gemara says, Ta'anit waves Gezerot. So Hashem said, we better do it in Rosh Hashanah, this is the day that Hashem will decide everything. On the other hand, again, the Gemara tells us, and Navi tells us, the Tamigdash was open. Ezra Safer gave a lecture over there to the people that came from Iran in Iraq, and Iraq. The people started to cry. So Nehemiah goes up and he says, why are you crying? Today is Rosh Hashanah. Go home, eat. He tells them, don't eat, you know, bigger than lux. Eat the best food, fat, shtumamtakim, drink sweet things. Chedvat Hashem ima uschem, today is Rosh Hashanah. Why are you crying? So why am I crying? Today is Rosh Hashanah, why am I crying? Why am I crying? This is the day Hashem decides if I'm going to be alive or not. So I cried. Ezra gave a speech, Musa, and people started to cry. He said, don't cry, why don't you cry? Why don't you cry? Bring somebody to court, the judge is going to decide if he's going to be alive or dead. I said, listen, don't worry, we go home. It's a holiday. What is a holiday? I can't. I'm sorry, I cannot celebrate this holiday. I cannot celebrate a holiday. I said, you know that you are standing in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu the day that he might say, this is your last year. This is the day that this is the year you're not going to do so well in business. Whatever you need to, during the year, so it's crucial. So you're supposed to scare to death. I don't know how people have appetite. How can you see it? Remember in Yeshiva, Rav Shach told us, I don't know if I ever told you about Eichmann, I said about Eichmann. Yeah. Rav Shach told us in Yeshiva, it was before Yom Kippur, told us like this, look. He says that Eichmann, Machshimo, the day after he was hung, and he got burned, and they spread his ashes on the Mediterranean, in the newspaper, they wrote the last day of Eichmann. He knows it's coming 10 o'clock, they hung him. I remember, I was a kid. They hung him 10 o'clock. So Rav Shach told us, I didn't remember, but Rav Shach told us in the papers the following day, it says the last hours of Eichmann. So you see, Rav Shach told us, you see Eichmann, is holding a newspaper, and the headline is like this. 10 o'clock, you're going to hang him, and then they're going to burn him. I met the guy that hung him. And then they're going to burn him, and they're going to spread the ashes on the Mediterranean. He's having the newspaper in his hand like this, and he's munching on a bagel with lax. So Rav Shach told us in Yeshiva, what kind of a taste of a breakfast that you have bagel and lax and coffee, and you're holding a newspaper in your hand, and you read. That in 3 hours, it was 7 o'clock in the morning. Every morning, they woke him up at 7, and they gave him breakfast, 7. So Rav Shach said, look, this guy Eichmann is reading a newspaper, in the paper it says, Eichmann is going to be hung on 10 o'clock, in the morning, and he's chewing on a bagel, and he's having a coffee. Rav Shach asked us, would you have an appetite? Would you have an appetite to read that in 3 hours they're going to hang you, and not forget about hanging you, they're going to burn. Forget about burning you, they're going to spread ashes of the Mediterranean. He reads this in the article, and he's holding it in his hand, in the other hand he's eating a bagel, and he's having a coffee. Rav Shach said, this is Nazi. It's impossible. A person that reads in the paper in 3 hours, they're going to kill him. He has appetite to have a bagel now. What does he mean? This is crazy. So Rav Shach continued. Rav Shach said, look, what happens if you have a newspaper and it says the newspaper in a month? Will you have an appetite? I don't know. You read the newspaper, it says, in 30 days they're going to hang you. You have an appetite. A normal person, I don't want to eat, what should I eat? They're hanging me. I shall continue. What happens if it says, in 1 year they're going to hang you? You have an appetite. If you have brain in your head, unless you're brainless, Rav Shach said, you're brainless. So you start eating. So Rav Shach said, I want to tell you something. I have for you a surprise, he said. Take the Torah says, Rav Shach said, you're going to die then. All of us will die. So what difference does it make if it's in 3 hours, or it's 1 month, or it's in 85 years, or 95 years? You're going to die. It says in the Torah said, everybody must die. So if you have this Torah in front of you, like Yimach Shimon Eichmann had the newspaper, how do you have breakfast? If you have it, I mean, probably you don't remember. She said, if you remember, but the Torah says, then you're going to die, how can you have appetite? Maybe, you know, you have healthy something, you know, because otherwise you're going to die because you have no food. But I'm going to a restaurant, sit down in the restaurant, and have good food. He says, you don't understand, you're dying soon you're dying. Besides, Rav Shach said, how do you know that tomorrow morning you'll be alive? Maybe tomorrow morning you'll be dead. You're going to die. Eventually you're going to die. So why are you sitting down and having food, consuming food? That's Rav Shach lecture before Yom Kippur. Almost no one went to the dining room to have supper. Everybody wanted just to vomit. I'm going to eat for what? Yom Kippur. This was before Yom Kippur. He says, listen, this is the day Hashem decide if I'll be alive next year. So what appetite I have? I don't have an appetite. Some Chachamim said, listen, before Rosh Hashanah, you do Ta'anit, I said, on Rosh Hashanah do Ta'anit. How could you have epitaph on Rosh Hashanah? How can you have epitaph? This is the day Hashem decides if you're going to be alive next year. You sure you're going to be alive next year? You sure that you have a good year next year? So Chachamim said, listen, Ta'anit helps. Except Ta'anit and don't eat on Rosh Hashanah. Come Nechemiah and told the people came from Iran in Iraq. Today Rosh Hashanah is Chag Sameach. What Chag Sameach? You know, the 20,000 people lined up every Rosh Hashanah in front of Chaim Kanievsky's house. They had barricades that the police prepared before the Chag, before Rosh Hashanah. The whole street over there. People line up after Arvit. They all go to get bracha from Chaim Kanievsky Shana Tova. The son-in-law told me, to some people he doesn't answer. And those people die. And it goes every year like this. This is a very crucial day in Rosh Hashanah. It's not a joke, it's not a Chag. It's a crucial, it's a court day. This is the Gemara, the Zohar. It's very crucial. In Shamayim, the angels, the whole thing. Malachim Yechafezun. So Chachamim said, you better do Ta'anit. This guy Ezra and Nehemiah said, no, go home, shilchu manot, send mishluach manot, eat food, fat food, drink sweet. It's a contradiction. What shall I do? And the question is, listen, why doesn't it say this in the Torah? How come the Torah doesn't say it's a cold day? You read the Torah says nothing. Chodesh Shviim b'chad l'chodesh, Yom Teruah Yelachem. It's a day of the sound of a shofar. That doesn't even say to blow a shofar. The Torah should have said, it's a mitzvah to blow a shofar. The Torah tells us, the mitzvah to sit in the sukkah, mitzvah to shake lulav, the mitzvah to put tefillin, mitzvah to put tzitzit, mitzvah to eat matzah on Pesach. The Torah should have said, mitzvah to blow a shofar. Doesn't even say that in the Torah. Torah says this is the day of the sound of a shofar. Again, doesn't even say shofar. It says Yom Teruah. The Gemara says, how do you know shofar? Maybe it's a trumpet. The Gemara says, well, we learned it from Yovel. In Yovel it says shofar Teruah, so probably it's a shofar. Doesn't even say the word shofar in the Torah. It's a mitzvah to hear shofar. One of the 630 mitzvot. It doesn't even say the word shofar. It doesn't even say that you have to blow. They only say this is the day of the sound of some kind of a sound that comes. Again, the sound can come from a trumpet as well. How come it doesn't say in the Torah it's the day of judgment? It's the most important day of the year. And it says, if you miss the day, forget about it. What does it mean? And comes the Gemara and says, look, the shofar is so powerful. So Gemara Yerushalmi, Satan is afraid of the shofar. He thinks Mashiach is coming. Well, Mashiach is coming. Every year he thinks Mashiach is coming. He's an angel. He knows everything. So, he says, he's afraid. He has the shofar. We blow the shofar here. He thinks Mashiach is coming. So, Mashiach is going to come. So, how come Hashem doesn't say? Hashem says, you know what? But blow the shofar. And Hashem said, it's the court. It's the due to Shuvah. There's nothing. For what? But the whole thing is missing from the Torah. The Gemara says it. Mishnah says it. Zohar says it. But how come Hashem does not say? In Yom Kippur, Hashem does say. You do Ta'anit on Yom Kippur. He says, you have a kapara. Hashem is going to purify us. וכל אבנותיכם, תאר אתכם, השם said, זרקתי עליכם מהם תאורים, נביסס. Some kind of contradiction, if I may say, and the biggest contradiction, the way the Gemara says, שיש לך נרוך, מחבר ועצס, ויש לך לגמרא, ותשתת מסתפרים, before ראשונה, it's a mitzvah to go take a haircut. It's a mitzvah to take a shower, to go to mikvah, it's crucial, mikvah. And also the Gemara says, Shulchan Aruch says, you have to wear nice clothing. It's a Chag. I'm already confused. You tell me I should take a haircut? Say, The Gemara says, look, when a goy has a court case, he doesn't shave, he doesn't take a shower, and he doesn't wear nice clothing, he comes to court with black clothing, he's not shaved, he didn't take a haircut, he's in front of the judge. The Gemara says, so what about the Jewish people? No, they're going to take a haircut. What difference does it make? What difference does it make? The Gemara says, the Jewish people are sure they're going to get a good decision from Hashem. A lot of people last year thought like this, they're not here anymore. What do you mean? You go in front of a judge, downstairs, Chas Shalom, Manhattan. He comes over there, he looks like he's going to a wedding. I said, what is this? I'm sure I'm winning the case. The lawyer told him, you can lose the case. What do you mean you win the case? After you win the case, if you win the case, you go home and you change your clothing. But you go to court, like you're going to a wedding or to a bar mitzvah, and the Gemara says, to go in the court, he wears black clothing, he's not taking a shower, he doesn't shave, he doesn't take a haircut, because he's scared of the judge. You don't come to court with a happy face. But you have to come Rosh Hashanah in front of Hashem. Comes the Gaon Mevilna and says, Chas v'shalom to cry on Rosh Hashanah. Okay, it's a pasuk in the Tanakh. How can you come to dig the sentence? Nehemiah said, don't you dare cry. He says, go home and eat the best food and drink the best drinks. He says, this is a holiday. Chag Sameach. What Chag Sameach? I know Chag Sameach. He used to be in business. He used to come. I had a Yemenite worker, Shlomo. He used to come to the factory. He used to say, Boker Tov. So he used to tell me, noontime, I can tell you if the Boker was Tov. He doesn't say Boker Tov now. Come ask me in noontime, it was 7 o'clock in the morning, you know, by 12 o'clock I can tell you the morning was good. What do you mean Boker Tov? How can you say Chag Sameach? This may, at the end of the year, won't be here. And this was decided on Rosh Hashanah. And the guy was happy, Rosh Hashanah, he sat down and he ate and he drank, and he says, Chag Sameach, what Chag Sameach? He says, the guy is afraid to go to court a year, I'm not afraid to go. How can it be? How can you, from inside you, if you know what Rosh Hashanah is all about, how can you dress so nicely? And how can you sit down and do kiddush and help him? What? What is this all about? Well, I don't know what people really think in their head. I really don't know. I really don't understand it. But again, Nehemiah said, don't do it. Rabbi Vilna said, some Chachamim said, Shulchan Aruch said. Then the two, some Chachamim said, Dutani. Chachamim said, Chas v'shalom Dutani. The opposite. A lot of people in the yeshivot, since the filah takes such a long time, they start at 6 o'clock, sometimes 5:30, and they finish 2:30. It says, it's a chag, you're not allowed to do ta'anit. What do you mean? You're not getting to 2:30? Before Shafar, used to be in Yeshiva in Podovich. The whole Yeshiva with the Rashi Yeshivot, they all went down, we had cake and kiddush. Before Shafar, they eat kiddush. You told the Hasidim, you say, this is like you're eating a pig. Before Shafar, you sit down and eat, what's the matter with you people? They all go to the mikveh before Shafar. After they went in the morning. You don't know how crucial Shofar is? You sit down and eat. I said, this is Chag, I'm sorry. It's Shulchan Aruch. It's Shulchan Aruch. You know how to do Ta'anit on the Chag. Halacha is you can do Ta'anit. What is it? This expansion always falls a week before the Shabbat before Rosh Hashanah. Mass. Not exactly. No, it's Abim Ba'el, sometimes it's 2 weeks, really. But I think Nitzavim must be, Nitzavim, Parshat Nitzavim, this Parshat Nitzavim, not the two of them, but Nitzavim must be before Rosh Hashanah. Separate us from the curses, from last week. This is Parshat, the Rambam writes, it's the only time the Torah hints about Mashiach. Another time in the Torah, it's clearly about Mashiach, as Bilam says his prophecies. But here the Rambam writes, here it says the Torah, this is Parasha, it says, one day Hashem is going to collect us from all around the world. Says the Rambam, it's impossible. Unless Mashiach will do the job. To convince all the Jewish people to come to Israel, says the Rambam, it's the sign of Mashiach. And Torah says the whole prediction, and then Torah says, you know what's going to happen. And it says, Umal Hashem Elokecha, Hashem is going to breed. Et levavcha, et levav zarecha. Your heart and your children's heart. Lava et Hashem Elokecha, to love HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Chol levavcha, chol nafshecha, with all your heart, with all your soul. Leman chayecha, to be alive. So Chachamim say, I don't remember if it's Ta'ari, he says, that sentence means Elul. Preparation for Rosh Hashanah. Umal Hashem Elokecha, Hashem will do a brit. Et levavcha, et the first letters, Aleph levavcha, is Lamed. Ve'et, and also Vav, the set of the words Ve'et is Vav, Levav Zarecha, the heart of your children, but it makes Elul. So Elul is being hidden in this parasha. This again, this parasha must be read, as Zohar Sofer made it together with the Sheikh Tassot Olah, And I said, must be read the Shabbat before Rosh Hashanah. You must read this parasha. We read it, and this week's Rosh Hashanah, this Shabbat we're going to read two parashas. It's a bit Vayelech. Vayelech sometimes after Rosh Hashanah. But Nitzavim, that parasha that says, that sentence, says, what is this sentence? So I'm in Tamil Nuzir and says, I want to explain to you what's going to happen before Mashiach will come. Says Hashem will do brit milah to your heart. It says Hashem will take away the yetzerah out of our heart, and then Hashem will inject a new yetzerah tov inside our heart, and we will have the new yetzerah tov inside our heart. Then we'll accept Hashem as a king. Then the next stage, we love Hashem so much, and then nobody will ever die again. Hashem said, blow the shofar in order for you to make me a king. But maybe shofar, the Gemara says, it goes, the shofar, you hear the shofar, you can make Hashem. What do you mean Hashem? And after Rosh Hashanah, we go back to our routine life. What do you mean you made Hashem as a king? What is it, a joke or something? Anyway, every day we say, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. What does it mean? Every day we say, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam, Hashem is the King. Rosh Hashanah, you make Hashem is the King. What does it mean, Hashem is the King? What does it mean, Hashem is the King? You say every morning, in the Tefillah, Hashem Melech, Hashem Malach, Hashem Elokeinu Olam Vaed. You said it. Rosh Hashanah is a special thing. Hashem said, I want you to make me a king. Rosh Hashanah. Every day Hashem is saying you king. Every day. He says, no, Hashem decided on Rosh Hashanah that you make me king. Why Rosh Hashanah? Says the Gemara, Rabbi Eliezer Omer ben Nisan, Igalu betit shkati nigael. Rabbi Eliezer Agadol, Rabbi Kivas Rabbi said, listen, expect redemption Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah. It's true, last time I took you out of Egypt was Nisan, but Mashiach is going to come on Rosh Hashanah. When? When you blow the shofar. Says Rabbi Eliezer, look, Hashem said, Rabbi Zechariah said, היה ביום ההוא התעקע בשופר הגדול. says, משיח וקם, השם is going to blow the shofar. And then, everybody is going to ארץ ישראל. ובאו עובדים ארץ אשור ונתחים ארץ מצרים. השתחוו לשם בהר הקודש בירושלים, ואני בא דאון תו השם מירושלים. I said, ראש השנה, this is the date. says, רבי אליעזר, I'm telling you now. I says, השם told you to blow the shofar ראש השנה, because of that shofar that משיח will hear the shofar. It says, this is a sign from Hashem that we all coming out of exile. That's the Gemara says. So that's the purpose of the shofar. And the Gemara says, shofar, when you hear the shofar, then you make Hashem as a king. Hashem is a king. I said Shema Yisrael before. I said Shema every day. I said Hashem Melech every day. What do you mean Hashem is a king? What does it mean? Hashem tell us, look, when Am Yisrael came from Iran in Iraq, they came to Beit HaMikdash, and Ezra gave them a lecture in Musar. They started to scream, says the Gemara, as soon as Gemara Daf Yomi, page 69, Sanhedrin. They started to scream, Baya Baya, we don't want Yetzirah. We understand that our problem is not the sins we did. No. We don't want to do sin. What's the problem? So, oh, should be just the Gemara. Meitzara is my problem. They realized after the lecture, in the lecture, that they have to ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to get it out. That actually, Rabbi Tamim Uziel said, that what Hashem said, the reform Mashiach will come, Hashem is going to take the Yetzara out. The Gemara Masechet Sukkah said Hashem is going to slaughter the Yetzara. Our problem is not what we did last year. Our problem is why did we do it? They come to Hashem and say, listen, Hashem, I'm sorry. Hashem said, okay. 2 years ago, I said something. 3 years ago, I said, four things. Oh, no, I did it. 3 years ago, I didn't hear it. Now I hear it. My problem is made so. I want to get rid of it. So, says the Torah, you're going to get rid of it when Mashiach will come. At Mashiach will come, you're going to have it. You pray to Hashem. You don't want it. So, then you don't have the evil part inside you. You're not going to do no sins. You have to pray for this. It says, when is the time? That extra time he's going to fly out of you, Rosh Hashanah. That's the shofar. That's what Hashem said. Rosh Hashanah, you make me a king. It means, the Gemara calls the Yetzirah Melech Ksil, a stupid king. Our problem is the stupid king inside us. So when Tzvam Nuziel, Hashem is going to take the stupid king out of us, but it will inject a new Yetzer Tov inside. Because the Yetzer Tov that we have today is paralyzed, has no power. It doesn't have a positive energy strong. So when Tzvam Nuziel, Hashem is going to inject a new one, immediately, we're going to say Hashem is a king. Because now you really mean it. Until now, you try to believe that Hashem is your king. You try, maybe you're honest, but you don't behave the whole year like this. You have to shachit after you say it, you forget about it. Then it's going to be forever. Then Rabbi Tzvi Nuziel said, the next stage, you're going to love Hashem so much. And then you're going to come back to the stage of Adam HaRishon before he ate from the tree, and I'm never going to die. Or Shoshana, Adam HaRishon ate from the tree. He's supposed to die. Rosh Hashanah, Hashem let go. He said, okay, Hashem, Erech HaPayim, Hashem let go. Rosh Hashanah, Hashem said to Adam HaRishon, Afarat al Afarat Hashem, you're going to die. It's the Gezerah was on Rosh Hashanah. Hashem chose Rosh Hashanah to undo his Gezerah. He's not going to die. But I'm going to tell you what you have to do. Says Rabbi Elazar, I'm going to tell you, this is the whole secret of the shofar. To blow the shofar, you have to think like this. Why Hashem said the shofar? Hashem never said that Hashem take a shofar. You know what Hashem said? Hashem said, Yom Terura Yalachem, a sound of a shofar. You know why? Because Hashem doesn't want you to think about the shofar. Hashem wants you to think about the sound of the shofar. You know what the sound of the shofar is? Terura. You know what Terura is? I tell you, it says in the Torah, Parashat Baruch Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu, go make trumpets. And when you blow Terura, v'nasu ha-machonot achonim kedma. It says everybody moved in the desert when they heard the trumpets. Even though the Torah says there's a cloud over there. When the Torah says when the cloud lifted himself up, everybody already packed the suitcases. Everybody folded his bed, folded the tent, we're leaving. Hashem told Moshe, listen. You make two silver trumpets. When they're going to have a tua, this is the broken sound of the trumpet, everybody going to start on the move. Where are you going? I'm going to Israel, I'm going to Beit HaMikdash. That's the goal of Rosh Hashanah. As Chachamim said, look, our people came back, our poor fathers came back from Iran and Iraq, they heard they were inside Beit HaMikdash. They were inside Beit HaMikdash. And in Beit HaMikdash, Ezra Nechem says, why are you crying? Why are you crying? It's a chag. You're right here. He says, you look, you prayed that you don't want Yetzer Hara. That's the goal. The Gemara says, you want to know what happened? 3 days later, they invited Yetzer Hara back. That was the problem. But actually, they reached the destination. The destination is, we don't want Yetzer Hara. That's the machlok. Some Chachamim said, do Tanit in Rosh Hashanah. Says the Rambam, you know what? Because you do Tanit, you show HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you don't want Yetzer Hara. I said, I want to eat, I'm hungry. I want to eat. Controlling Yetzer Hara by not eating. That's the best thing for Hashem. Or some Rishonim said, do Tanit. It's a court date, court date, court date. I said, it's a crucial day. You might die. Yeah. Rabbi said, look. Ezra and Nehemiah said, you don't understand. This is a Chag Sameach. What is Chag Sameach? Chag Sameach, it's a court date. Listen, it's going to be a Chag Sameach for you, says Rabbi Eliezer, if you connect this day with the day of redemption, with the day that Hashem said the sound of the shofar will call all of us to go to Israel. So Rosh Hashanah, what it means is, you have to be ready. You have a suitcase ready before Rosh Hashanah. He says, what can happen? So Rosh Hashanah, Satan thinks the Mashiach is coming in Rosh Hashanah. It means, so what's going to be? The Gemara says, Hashem slaughtered the Satan when Mashiach comes. He says, what's going to be? I said, we're going to Israel. No way, you're going to Beit HaMikdash. I'm going to Beit HaMikdash. Says Nehemiah to Am Yisrael, listen, it's true it's a court day. It's good, it's true that the goyim come to court and they have black clothing and they don't take a haircut, they don't take a shower. It's true. But you know why? Because they don't know the destination. If you know the destination, then your destination is Beit HaMikdash. You tell them, listen, I know it's a court date. I know. But let me tell you something. I voluntarily tell you, I know why I did not behave last year. I mean, it's a, can you take it away from me? I didn't want it. You don't want it. So the Gemara says, Moda Rabba Loraita. The Gemara says, the best excuse that you come to court is you say, triggered me a negative thing that I don't want him. I never wanted him. I wanted Yitzhak. I never wanted Yitzhak. I said, you give it to me. Et là, on a vu c'est le Kodosh Baruch Hu. Là, on a vu c'est le Gemara, c'est le Navi in his highest position. Et tout le Kodosh Baruch Hu, « Ve'ata sibota et liba machorani » Et là, on a vu qu'il collecte l'Olam Israël to Carmel, to Haifa. And he made this test with the Nevi Abba, with the prophet of the Baal. Et tout le Kodosh Baruch Hu, it's your fault. You turned the heart away from you. Why did you give them your Torah? Why did you give them your Torah? So Rosh Hashanah is the time of Mashiach Zod Rabbi Yazar. So when Talmud is here, look, that's what Hashem writes in the Torah. What's going to happen? Hashem is going to get Yetzirah from you. I don't want it. Hashem is going to inject Yetzirah Tov inside me, and that's going to make me calling Hashem a king. She's like, look, Hashem himself tells me on Rosh Hashanah to make me a king. I had a question. What do you mean on Rosh Hashanah to make me a king? Hashem is my king every day. I said, "Baruch Melech Haolam." I said, "Baruch Hashem, Melech Haolam." Ma says, "Every bracha you must say Melech Haolam." If you don't say Melech Haolam, it's no bracha. I said, "Baruch Hashem, Baruch Pri Ha'etz." Ma says, "He said for nothing." If you must say on Melech Haolam, if you have to say Hashem is a king, so what Rosh Hashanah is different? No, Rosh Hashanah, I want truly to feel Hashem is the king forever, to love Him as a king, to love Him as a king. You need a new Yetzer Atov inside. You have to get rid of Yetzer. Rambam said, "Look, that's the whole power of the shofar." Says the Gemara, I want to prove to you. The Gemara says, okay, prove to me. Says the Mishnah, you may not use a shofar from a cow. Can't. What's the Mishnah? The Gemara says, why can I can use from a cow? What difference does it make? The Gemara says, no, any animal is good, maybe. Doesn't matter. But not from a cow. The Gemara says, why? The Gemara says, because a cow reminds the Kadosh Baruch Hu about the golden calf. He says, Gemara, because we're going to catch. What does it mean exactly? Gemara says, let me tell you something. Let me tell you halacha. Gemara says, I tell you, on Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol goes to the inner room in Beit HaMikdash. It's called Kodesh HaKodeshim, the holiness of the holiness. And he walks inside there, he cannot have any gold on him. Gemara says, the Mishnah, Gemara says, it changes, Kohen Gadol changes on Yom Kippur. Where's Dr. Miller? Changes on Yom Kippur five times his clothing. From gold to white, from white to gold. Gemara says, what needs to change? Gemara says, you know, when he goes into the inner room, Kodesh HaKodeshim, he may not wear any gold. Because gold reminds Hashem the golden calf. Gemara says, out of the inner room, it's okay. He can walk in Beit HaMikdash, he can walk in the yard of Beit HaMikdash with gold thing all the time. On Yom Kippur also, gold clothing, perfect. But when you go inside, Gemara says, en kategor nasi sanegor. He says, Hashem can see, oh, you have gold clothing? Oh no, I remember now golden calf. Gemara says, but that applies only into the inner room. Kodesh HaKodeshim, where the Torah was, where the tablets were. Outside that, where the menorah is, where the table is, or he wears golden clothes. Gemara says, you see, I told you. In the inner room, you see, Hashem doesn't want him to wear, in the Torah, in the text, Hashem doesn't want him to wear gold. I says, look, don't you take a shofar from a cow. Why? Because when you blow the shofar from a cow, Hashem says, oh, golden calf. Sigmar, excuse me. Didn't you tell me it's only in the room? I don't blow the shofar in the room. I blow the shofar in Englewood. I blow the shofar in Yerushalayim. I blow the shofar in Beit HaMikdash, but not in the room. Mishnah said, you can't take from a cow. You know why? Because the Gemara says this language. When you blow the shofar in Englewood, the guy that blows the shofar has to have in mind he's inside Beit HaMikdash, in that room inside. This is a part of the shofar. It's not I'm blowing the shofar in Englewood. I'm blowing the shofar in Israel. He blowing the shofar inside Beit HaMikdash, not in Beit HaMikdash, in the Kodesh HaKodeshim. Therefore, the Gemara says you cannot have a shofar from a cow. He's going to remind the Kodesh Baruch Hu of the golden calf in that place. That's the power of the shofar. It takes us all the way to the inner room. What does it mean? This is the place, the Gemara says, the place that there's no measurement over there. Aron lo min hamidah. That's the highest spot of this world. You're not going to die over there. It says, that's what I mean. Look, This is the whole thing of Elul. The whole Selichot, the whole thing is what? So blow the shofar, whole Elul. Moshe Rabbeinu told Am Yisrael, blow the shofar. What's the shofar? I says, connect yourself. You want a new Yetzer HaTov inside you. You want to get rid of Yetzer HaRa. You want to make Hashem as his true king forever and love him so much, you're not going to die. That's what Chachamim said. Rosh Hashanah is Hashem chose that day. This is the day that Hashem made a decree of death. Afarta, afarta, shuv, Hashem wants to undo it. But it has to do with you. It has to do with you, what you have in your mind when you hear the shofar. When you hear the shofar, you say, I'm leaving, I'm going to Israel. I'm going to Beit HaMikdash. I'm going to the inner room. And that's what Hashem said. That Mashiach will come, you're going to hear the sound. What is this sound that you're going to hear? The Torah says, Yom Truah Yelachem. The Torah says, don't take a shofar. I'm not telling you a shofar. I'm telling you what you have to expect on Rosh Hashanah. You expect on Rosh Hashanah to hear the sound of Teruah. Who makes the sound of Teruah? As Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu, you make this sound. The Kohanim, Moshe Rabbeinu, they made it in order to tell the people, you're on the run, you're moving to Eretz Yisrael right now. Fold up your suitcase, or fold up your bed, fold up your tent, pick up your suitcase, we're moving. Where are you going in the desert? We're going to Beit HaMikdash, we're going to Yerushalayim. It says, this Rosh Hashanah, it says, the whole Rosh Hashanah is this. It says, no contradiction, no confusion. If that's what you have, Chag Sameach. You're going to have a good year. Not going to die. You know, this is, prepare yourself, that's clothing, sit down, have a meal, fat food, say Nehemiah, you're in Beit HaMikdash. So what are you crying now? This is a destination. Ask for Hashem, you don't want Yetzer Hara, and stand by that request. Don't change your mind. Your mind says, we changed our mind after 3 days. We said, Hashem, we need Yetzer Hara. Mother says, they couldn't find an egg. They wanted to have an omelette. They couldn't find an egg. So that went, we went all the way down. Let's talk about what is in the Gemara and Yoma to tell us what is our obligation on Rosh Hashanah. That's our obligation to ask for Hashem to get rid of Yetzirah. The Gemara says, Hashem regrets, if I may say, that he created Yetzirah. The Gemara Masuka, page 52, I believe. Hashem doesn't want Yetzirah. So, of course, as the children of Hashem, if Hashem doesn't like him, and Hashem regrets that he made him, and that's our job on Rosh Hashanah, that Yetzirah was created on Rosh Hashanah, it says, we don't want him. You don't want him. You don't want him. Hashem injects a new one. The Mashiach come on.
Amen.
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 You want to hear from
you love to support him. But the Mashiach, you give him Mashiach.